Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 14. I'm going to tackle a pretty substantial amount of scripture in today's episode, only because it really is one big section and it needs to be handled, I think, in one episode. I'm not going to necessarily dissect the whole passage, but I have made some points that I want to just kind of bring out of the passage. We'll look at some particularities, but let me read verses 13 through the end of the chapter, verse 23 for this episode. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. I know I am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but to him who thinks anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. For if because of food your brother is hurt, you're no longer walking according to love. Do not destroy with your food him for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. Do not tear down the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are clean, but they are evil for the man who eats and gives offense. It is good not to eat meat or to drink wine or do anything by which your brother stumbles. The faith which you have as your own conviction before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. Okay, Paul is saying a lot here. These verses actually include what I would think to be a couple of very well-known verses. Verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then obviously verse 23, a verse that's thrown around and talked about a lot in the Christian life, that which is done not from faith is sin. I'm not going to go into detail on these verses, but I just want to point them out and just say it's interesting the context in which they appear. And so I think it's very helpful for us to try to understand their significance in that context. Paul is clearly in a deep discussion about issues of consciousness, issues what I call to be negotiable in the Christian life. Specifically, he's talking about eating and drinking, things that are full of opinion and perspective based on where people are in their faith journey with the Lord. It was obviously a more of a pertinent issue in the first century, but I do think we can bleed over into some other areas of application. Now, I'm not going to go into the specifics of that. I'll trust that the Lord can make points of application in your own heart as we step through these processes in understanding what Paul's saying. But let me just point out a few highlighted things that I think come out of this passage. Paul is obviously dealing with judgment among believers in the body. And this is where he ends up in verse 13 when he starts this specific part of the chapter. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore. He's spoken about judgment so far throughout chapter 14. He's concluding his argument here by saying, just don't judge anymore, but rather determine this. Don't put an obstacle in front of another person. Now, I believe that Paul's turning his discussion primarily back to those that he would regard to as stronger in the faith, because he makes comments throughout this passage, even personal comments. He says there in verse 14, "I know and I'm convinced in the Lord that nothing is unclean." And so he's saying, I have pretty strong faith, and I know that everything is permissible for me, but not all things are profitable. He says that elsewhere in another one of his letters when he's talking about this same issue. So Paul would say, I know that everything is clean. It's not an issue for me. But what he goes on to say is, if my freedom then puts a stumbling block in front of a person who is weaker in faith, for whom in their hearts things are not clean, then he says this important thing: I'm no longer walking in love. And our choices regarding the negotiable issues can cause hurt for another person. And if our freedom causes hurt, then we're not walking in love. So love is always the highest principle. It's the highest place to walk in our interaction with other people. So my choices in my level of conviction should always have in mind the good of the other. It goes on to say, don't let what is good for you be spoken of as evil for other people. Now, this gets a little bit tricky, I understand. I think any of us that have walked in any measure of relationship with other believers in the body run into this sooner or later. And I know I have in my life. And it is very difficult to try to work all this out on a practical level. Now, what I believe Paul is saying is that if there is another in the body that knows your level of conviction is at a different level than theirs, walking in more faith and freedom, and your choices based on your faith and freedom causes them to stumble, therefore speaking of what you do as evil, then the onus is on you to take responsibility and to take what I would call the higher road, recognizing, and here's the context of the verse, that the kingdom ultimately is not about eating and drinking. It's about doing what's right to bring peace and joy among the brethren. That's the highest call of the kingdom. It's not that we would just be able to gratify our own level of conviction. We hold the benefit and the love of the other above ourselves. And when you make the choice to live by the standard of the kingdom, you're serving God in an acceptable way. Again, this is not on the level of salvation. It's a level of practical living that pleases the heart of God. When God sees the motive of our heart that says, I know that I'm free to do whatever I want to do, but I also know that if a brother or sister finds offense with that, I will prefer them, and I will not do it in such a way that causes offense for them or would cause them to speak of what I'm doing in freedom as though it's evil. And so we release those things and we choose a higher road. Now, I think on a very practical, logistical level, does that mean on the other side, we allow what everybody thinks about us to control our lives? No. I think Paul's very clear that we have the choice and the responsibility before the Lord to operate in love for another, but it doesn't mean that we allow the other's opinions of us and their weakness of faith to control our every decision. And I believe that's what Paul's referring to in verse 22 when he says, "The faith which you have as your own conviction before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves." So I know in my heart that I may approve certain things, and my faith before God is secure in that area. And maybe in the privacy of my home, in the privacy of my family, with my wife or some other friends, I can simply go about and do what I have conviction in my heart to do. And I do that by faith. and I don't let my heart condemn me, and I don't go back and forth and waver between what I think I believe, or I'm not sure I believe, or I have faith to believe. Paul says, no, then if you doubt, then you are condemned if you eat. In other words, if you're doing what you're doing and you have doubt in your heart that you should be doing it, don't do it anymore, because now you've moved out of faith into doubt. And Paul is very clear that when you relate to the Lord in issues of the conscience, in the negotiable issues, and you aren't secure in what you believe about that thing, Paul's basically saying just stay away from it. Because now when you're operating in those areas, you're actually walking in sin because you're not walking in faith before God. That's the context of this verse. I don't think it's any type of judgment on our eternity. It just means that you're walking in doubt in your heart and you're not fully convinced before the Lord. So it's very difficult to be pleasing to the Lord. And Paul would refer to that as missing the mark. That's the word for sin here. It's not some type of tremendous moral failure. It's just that you're not walking in faith before God, because it is walking in faith that pleases the Lord, even in the negotiable areas. So I think these are some of the most important points to take away from this section of Scripture. Paul's discussion is very clear. Let's just try to summarize this chapter. People have different levels of conviction, and we don't need to stand in judgment of one another based on those levels of conviction. We know that all things are permissible and clean before the Lord in the area of negotiable things. Remember, we're not talking about becoming legalist Pharisees, and we're not talking about turning our freedom into an opportunity for sin. We're talking about the broad road of negotiable issues, and on that road is a lot of people that have different levels of conviction, and we don't allow that to cause judgment toward one another. We respect one another, and even those who see things as more permissible are willing to lay those things down for the benefit of others who struggle with those things. So I believe these are some of the most important principles that we can take away from this passage, and it will tremendously help us as we relate to other people in such a way to honor and glorify the Lord and to love the other person more than our own preferences. So consider these things, maybe go back through, read these verses, see what the Holy Spirit wants to show us so that we can be blessed and we can bless others in our level of conviction before the Lord. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.